In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
Why should we obey the 12 infallible Imams?
Seghatul Islam Kulaini, Rahmatullah Alayh, and others, have with reliable chains of narrators, narrated from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that, the loftiness of religious affairs, its greatness, its key and the door of all good affairs, and the pleasure of the merciful Allah, is to obey the Imam after recognizing him. Then he said, Allah Almighty has said, whoever obeys the Apostle, he indeed obeys Allah, and whoever turns back, so, we have not sent you, as a keeper over them. 4:80. That is to say, one who obeys the Messenger, has obeyed Allah, and if one disobeys him, then, it does not matter, O Messenger. We have not sent you, as their watchman, so that you may be responsible for his deeds, nor have you to take their account. Your only mission is to convey our commandments, and to take their accounts, and to reward or punish them is our part. This verse has been referred to, because the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had, on a number of occasions, ordered the people to obey the holy Imams, and hence their obedience is the obedience of the Prophet, and the Prophet's obedience is the obedience of God.
According to reliable source Abu Sabah, has narrated that I give witness that, I have heard Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, saying, Malana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, was the Imam whose obedience was made obligatory by Allah, and similarly Hassan, Hussein, and Ali ibn Hussein, alayhima salam, were the Imams whose obedience was made compulsory by Allah. Also Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that, we are the same group of Imams whose obedience has been made obligatory by Allah for the people, and you should follow the Imam whom, from the people ignoring him, no excuse will be accepted. The same gentleman is reported to have said that, explaining the divine words about the descendants of Abraham, Ali Ibrahim, that is to say, we have granted them a great kingdom. 4:54. Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, has said, the great kingdom means compulsory obedience. We have made their obedience a must, for the entire creation, and that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, are included in Ali Ibrahim.
Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is reported to have said to Abul Hasan al-Attar, include the prophets and their legatees in the said obedience, that is, just as the obedience of the prophets is compulsory, so is the obedience of their legatees. Moreover, according to reliable sources, he is reported to have also said, we are the group whose obedience has been made obligatory for all by the Creator of the universe, and he has allotted booty or anfal to us, that is, the natural resources and properties such as mountains, springs, jungles, mines, and lands, etc., which have been mentioned at relevant places. And so, also we are entitled to the war booty, and that we are perfect in knowledge and steadfast, and that our knowledge is certain, and that we are the envied about whom Allah has said, are the people envious of what we have granted to them out of our grace? 4:54.
Likewise, it is reported by Hussein ibn Abi Ayla that, he said, I presented the beliefs of the Shias to Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, the obedience of legatees has been made obligatory by Allah. The Hazrat said, yes, the legatees are the people about whom Allah has ordained. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those vested with authority, ulul amr among you. 4:54. After this, Allah willing, we would mention and explain that ulul amr means exclusively, the infallible Imams who are related to Imamah, and the obedience of whose orders is obligatory, and that only they are the persons about whom Allah has said, your guardian is only Allah and his Messenger and those who establish prayer and who pay zakat, while they are bowing. 5:55. All have agreed among the Shias and the Bakris and Umaris that none except Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam, has ever paid zakat or alms, while bowing in prayer, And according to some narrations, this giving of alms while bowing down, in Ruku'a, is a clear reference to the holy imams, and the use of plural sign those, is in support of it.
It is narrated according to reliable chains of narrators that, a man from Fars asked Imam Riza, alayhi salam, is your obedience compulsory? He said, yes. He asked, is it obligatory as was the case with Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam? He replied, yes. Again, according to reliable sources, Abu Basir has reported that he asked Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, are all the imams, alayhim as-salam, like one person in the matter of imamah, and is the obedience to them compulsory? Does the command apply to all of them? He replied, yes. Moreover, according to reliable chains of narrators, Seghatul Islam Kulaini, Rahmatullah Alayh, and others, have narrated from Muhammad ibn Zayd Tabari that, I was standing behind Imam Riza, alayhi salam, in Khorasan, when a number of people of Bani Hashim were present, including Ishaq ibn Musa ibn Isa Abbasi. The Hazrat asked him, I have heard that, people say that we claim that people are our slaves, because of our near relation with the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have never said this, nor have I heard it from any of our ancestors, nor have I ever got news that any one of our elders said so. But we do say that, in the matter of obedience, people are our slaves, meaning servants, that is, they are like slaves, because it is compulsory for them to obey, and thus all of them are our slaves in the affairs of religion, that is, they have been freed from hellfire on account of obeying us. Hence it is incumbent on those who are present here, to convey this to all those who are absent. Seghatul Islam Kulaini, Rahmatullah Alayh, has, according to reliable chains of narrators, narrated from Abi Salma that he said, I have heard Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, saying, we are the group whose obedience has been made a must for the creation by the Lord Almighty, and people must recognize us, that is, they are not allowed doing without our recognition, and people are not helpless in knowing us, and the one who knows us with our imamah is a believer, and the one who denies, is a disbeliever, and the one who neither knows us, nor denies us, is like a man of weak belief and misguided, until he returns to our compulsory obedience, the obedience which has been made obligatory by Allah. If such a fellow dies in a condition of this misguidance, it is for the Almighty Allah either to punish him or to forgive him. Also, it has been reliably reported that people asked Imam Riza, alayhi salam, about the best thing by which servants or human beings can get nearer to Allah. He replied, the best way to get closer to Allah is to obey Allah and to obey the Messenger and to obey the Ulul Amr and the true Imam. Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, said, being our lover is faith, and being our enemy is disbelief. Likewise, he reports through reliable sources that, I asked Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, I want to describe before you my religion through which I worship Allah. He said, do describe. I submitted, I give witness that Allah is one and that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his messenger, and I believe in all the things brought by the Holy Prophet from the Almighty Allah, and I also accept and believe that Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, was the Imam whose obedience was made obligatory by Allah, and that after him was Imam Hassan, who was such Imam, and thereafter Imam Hussein, whose obedience was made compulsory by Allah, and that after him was Imam Ali ibn Hussein, alayhim as-salam, whose obedience was a must according to divine command, and thereafter I described the names of all the subsequent Imams, until I mentioned his name, and said that I accept his imamah as a must. He said, yes, this is the religion of Allah and the religion of the angels of Allah. By the angels' religion is meant that, the angels also like this religion for the servants of Allah. It is just as what is meant by religion of Allah, is that the angels are bound to accept this belief, as is understood from other traditions.